Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, who's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good Thursday morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Interesting story today, and it has to do with some people who are opposed to the policies of President Donald Trump. And they met at the Brewery Omegang in Cooperstown to talk about their resistance.
Well, yes, sir. We picked up the other day that a local environmental group, Sustainable Otsego, had hosted a gathering of, I guess you'd call it maybe Trump resistors or anti-Trump organizers at the Brewery Omegang. Now, 75 people showed up, and this is on a Thursday in the middle of the week, in the middle of winter in a country town, which is not bad. It turns out they were members of several very local groups that had formed spontaneously after the November 8 election. There's Positive Action Cherry Valley, Positive Action Cooperstown, the Oneonta Women's March Movement, and there are others. Now, Sustainable Otsego has a big listserv and a very active Facebook page, and the host, Adrian Kosminski, told me the idea was to invite the newcomers to use these tools to better communicate. It turns out these types of very local organizations have sprung up in all nine counties in the 19th Congressional District, which runs from here to the Hudson River. Dutchess County alone has more than a dozen. Then there's another entity, Indivisible CD19, that we just found out about, trying to organize these groups across the 19th District, which is John Fossil's district. CD19's Pam Klein from Columbia County told me she's urging the local groups to attend a rally this Saturday afternoon in front of Fossil's Kinderhook office. The idea is to encourage the congressman to hold town meetings like the ones that are happening this week across the U.S. Fossil's resistant. His spokesman, Courtney Weaver, said he's meeting with small groups individually and has organized a telephone town hall, which apparently hundreds of people have signed up to participate in. Now, regardless, events are overtaking that. There's another player, it turns out, a national organization called Swing Left, and it's identified 52 of what it considers swing districts where Republican congressmen won in November by fewer than 15 percentage points. Now, Fossil beat Zephyr Teachout by 8.6 points, making this a swing district. So already, 6 weeks into Fossil's first term, Democratic candidates are being lined up to challenge him in 2018. Pam Klein said her neighbor, Will Yandick, you remember he primaried with Teachout, is considering running again, and Zephyr's told her supporters she'll decide by June if she'll run again. That's according to Pam. And there's a young fellow in the IT field down in the Hudson Valley, Stephen Brzee, who set up a website and a Facebook page and has announced he'll run regardless. Now, Fossil recognizes all this. In fact, he sent out a press release yesterday afternoon after we went to press, and you may have seen it, David. It's headlined, "They Picked Us."
I did.
They being, I guess, swingleft.org. And now here's a quote. "With our opponents already planning their next moves, we need to be ready to fight back." And he's asking for financial contributions. And so there you have it, David. The new reality, the campaign is over. Long live the campaign.
There's also a protest outside, a fundraiser Fasso attended at the Fort Orange Club, and of course, the Times Union editorialized about Fasso and Elise Stefanik, Republican Congresswoman,
yes, yes.
And these town meetings. And of course, they're not alone. The whole country is seeing an upsurge and many folks showing up to town meetings to discuss their concerns.
And I think Fossil and your report on Elise the other day noted that our local congressmen, in any event, don't want to get caught in some sort of mass meeting.
And shouting and people
yes,
not being
right,
civil.
Absolutely.
So there are those concerns. We've been talking with Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read that story or more. Jim, we thank you, as always.
Thank you, David.